USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An autopsy on millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's body has been completed after he was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell on Saturday. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and understaffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. No word yet on the cause of a fire that tore through an Erie, Pennsylvania 24-hour-a-day daycare center, killing five children early Sunday morning, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
An inmate who escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, accused of then sexually assaulting and killing a correctional administrator, Deborah Johnson, in her home on Wednesday after his escape, has been captured. Here's USA Radio's John DeMaster.
The Department of Corrections says Curtis Watson is back in custody after being seen early Sunday morning on surveillance video in Henning, about an hour north of Memphis. He'd been serving time on aggravated kidnapping charges when he escaped the West Tennessee State Penitentiary in Henning while on work detail.
The military has released the name of a soldier killed in Iraq over the weekend. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Scott Coppenhafer was killed in northern Iraq with Iraqi forces who were fighting ISIS. The 35-year-old hailed from Mancos, Colorado. Immigration officials say even though most of them have been released, they're still following up on investigations into hundreds of illegal immigrants captured in Mississippi, and this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Dozens of people are in custody after a protest at an Amazon store in New York's Manhattan. Protesters say the Sunday rally was part of a day of action as Jewish organizations across the nation had scheduled protests against ICE. The rally denouncing what the activists call Amazon's cooperation with ICE, claiming the tech giant hosts databases for software that helps officials find immigrants. The demonstration coming a day after 100 people were arrested at another ICE protest elsewhere in New York City. Women who claim to be victims of sexual abuse at the hands of deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein are planning to sue his estate now under a new law that takes effect this month, as lawyers for the women say they would like to sue under the Child Victims Act after Epstein's apparent suicide and federal lockup in Lower Manhattan over the weekend, which we told you about at the top of this news. The act takes effect on August 14th in New York and gives people a year to sue over allegations of sexual abuse, regardless of when the acts occurred. And a Chicago cop is under investigation after giving Hulk Hogan a ride in his patrol car. Yeah, his real name is Terry Bollea. And Hulk posting a video to Facebook Live recently showing him in the front seat of the car as he left O'Hare International. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.